Hey everyone, welcome back to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast. Today's episode is a very special one because we don't have a guest. Instead, I'm here with my producer, Julie. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Malia.
Julie works with Relic Advertising Agency out of Utah, so she produces my podcast. But she's actually with me in person to record this episode today, and we are so excited.
Yes, I am so excited to be here. It's so beautiful. I love North Alabama. It's great.
Yes. And we picked a very special location because we've been doing some on-location episodes. So we decided to come to Lake Gunnersville State Park since we were in the area. And we are at an overlook looking at beautiful Lake Gunnersville. And it's a gorgeous sunny day. And we just could not be happier.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. This is my favorite part of my job, is being on location with my clients in such cool places to record podcasts.
Yeah. So. And we get to know each other even better, even though we've created quite a bond over the years.
Yes, lots and lots of video calls.
Lots.
Yeah, so it's so fun to be here in person. I feel like I know you pretty well, Malia. Like we've spent a lot of time together. But I feel like sometimes with podcasts, it's... You get a bunch of episodes in and then it's like, oh, wait, do all of our new listeners know who our host is? Do they know their story? So I'm excited about this episode.
Yeah. And I know I always feel kind of like, well, I mean, the podcast is not about me. You know, it's about our attractions, our restaurants, our, you know, things to do, the people in our region.
Yeah. So, and you are a person in your region. So
true.
So technically still
touché.
Okay. So I've got a few questions prepared. So let's jump right in.
Okay.
So first off, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and what it was like growing up in North Alabama. Cause I know you grew up in the area.
Yes. Born and raised in North Alabama. I grew up in Lawrence County, in a very small little place, a community, it's not even a town, called Oakville. Mm-hmm. And it is the birthplace of Jesse Owens. So there's the Jesse Owens Museum. There's the Oakville Indian Mound Parks, which we've done an episode about those.
Yep, linked below.
Yeah. That was a very special episode to do as well. But the Indian Mounds were actually literally in our backyard. So yeah, I grew up on a farm, country girl, you know, we would explore, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, you know, that saying, like, we grew up on hose water and neglect. Like, we were shut out of the house, ride bikes, you know, we were not allowed in the house until it started getting dark and it was dinner time.
Yeah.
So we would explore the fields and, you know, look around at the Indian Mounds before they made it into the park that they did. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, it was a fun childhood growing up. I'm glad I grew up when I did. It felt like we had a lot of freedom out in the country. All of our neighbors felt like family. And it was
so fun.
Yeah, it was a special place.
Quintessential small town Alabama childhood.
Yep.
I love that. I feel like now, knowing you as an adult, I can see a reflection of that, you know, just in who you are and who you've become. That's awesome.
Lots of barefoot, you know, sucking the juice out of honeysuckles, you know, things like that.
I love that. Yeah. So you grew up in Oakville and then you moved away to college.
Yes.
And you went to Auburn, Auburn fan through and through.
War Eagle.
So tell us what it was like moving away from home, moving away from North Alabama to go to school at Auburn.
Well, I knew since I was in the third grade that I wanted to go to Auburn. I didn't really know what I wanted to major in or what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I just knew I wanted to go to school at Auburn. I'd figure it out later, which I did.
Yeah.
But it was scary, but it was also very exciting because even though my family and I traveled a lot, you know, we took a lot of amazing vacations and went all over the United States and saw a lot of great things. You know, I still was, you know, in North Alabama all the time. So it was really cool to just be free.
Yeah.
And to be my own person, to, you know, I didn't know it then, but I was finding out, you know, who I was away from my family, away from my, you know, childhood friends and everything. So it was really cool. Yeah. It was an experience because I never really had to study that hard in high school and even at the community college I went to. But when I got to Auburn, it was an awakening.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I can't just go to parties.
That college shock.
Yes.
Yeah. So while you were there, what are some things that you missed about North Alabama while you were gone?
I missed my family. That first, we were on quarters back then. So that first quarter, it was football season. Yeah. So, you know, like every weekend there was a football game. So that kept me going. But then that winter quarter, it was cold. You didn't really get out that much, you know. And so I really missed my family. And I went home a lot that first year. And, but I knew I was supposed to be there. And, but yeah, it was my family that I missed.
No, that definitely makes sense. Yeah. I feel like that's the hardest part for a lot of people living away from home, is that you go from seeing your family all day, every day, to being so far away from them. It can be really hard.
Yeah.
So finished school. You're living in Decatur now. Mm-hmm. So explain to me, like, what made you to decide eventually after moving away to come back home to North Alabama?
Well, I think a lot of kids, and I don't know if it's a small town thing more so than, you know, like a bigger town where there's a whole lot more opportunities or whatever, but I just had that feeling of, you know, I want to move away from here and I don't ever want to come back. You know, I mean, come back to visit, of course. And I miss my family and I love my family, but I was going out to see the world. You know, I was going to live in this place and live in that place. And I always thought, you know, I would love to live in New York City. Like, if I could make it there, I could do anything. Mm. So I moved to Birmingham for a little bit. Then I moved to Atlanta for a few years. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Then I got a job with a minor league baseball team in Columbus, Georgia, and I did that for several years. And then, so then I moved to North Carolina. I'd followed a relationship that I was in at the time, and I ended up in North Carolina. So that was kind of my wander. That was about a 10-year period of just, you know,
just moving around, finding who you are, where you want to be.
Yeah, where I wanted to land.
Yeah. So you told me a funny story while we were in the car the other day about Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
And why you almost lived there, but decided not to.
Yes.
Can you tell me that story again for our listeners?
That, so I was in North Carolina. The relationship had ended and my lease was running out. And I thought, this is really not where I wanted to be, you know, so I need to make a decision of where I wanted to go. So I thought, oh, I'm going to go to Charleston, South Carolina. You know, I'd been there, been there one time and I thought, this is such a beautiful place. You know, this is where I'm going to move. I had a job interview. I'd looked at an apartment. I'd gone for the weekend and, but I don't know. It just didn't, I didn't have a peace about it. And, I had also rented a U-Haul van because I didn't know where I was going. And I called the U-Haul place and I said, okay, I don't know where I'm going, but I will need a U-Haul on this date. Like, when do you need to know? Well, I mean, a couple of days before you take our U-Haul away. Like, we kind of need to know where you're taking it. And I said, okay, I can let you know by, you know, the day before, which is literally what I did. And so I just didn't really have that peace about Charleston. The job wasn't what I really wanted. The apartment wasn't really, you know, so I thought, okay, this is not, I'm trying to fit a square peg in a round hole here. So my mom said, just move back home, come home and figure it out. And then you can, you know, launch from there. So 2001, I ended up back at home.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you ended up there because now we're doing this podcast all because of that. So everything definitely happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So I love that. So you made it back. You're in North Alabama, not Charleston, South Carolina.
No.
What made you stay here?
Well, in 2005, my niece Carly was born. And, you know, because I had plans. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll move back to Birmingham. Maybe I'll move back to Atlanta, you know. And then Carly was born. And that was it. You know, I always tell her that she was my anchor. You know, she kept me, you know, that saying of bloom where you're planted. And, you know, I ended up back at home and there was no way anybody could tear me away from that little girl, which she's 19 now. She's not a little girl anymore. So
that goes back to what you were saying about family before, is that just, that's just so important to like feeling like your home is your family. So yeah. I love that. So you're home and you're living your life. I wanted to ask what you feel like the core defining moment of your life is. Like, what experience or period of time helped shape who Malia Hames is today?
Yeah. Ooh, that is a deep question. Now I got a deep answer for you.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Okay, so my faith, you know, my faith in God, my faith in Jesus is very important to me. And I was in and out of church growing up. And I mean, I was baptized when I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I look back and my life didn't really change that much. You know, I look back and I think, oh, maybe I just checked off a box. You know, like this is what you're, I mean, it felt real. I can't really discount it. But anyway, moved to 2010 and I'd gotten involved in a church at home. And so we were going on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic. And I'd always wanted to do one of those trips. And so we had gone down and we'd had a pretty good week. And so the very last night that we were there, one of the missionaries said, on Thursday nights, we go out to minister to the prostitutes on the streets in the Dominican because it's legal in the Dominican. And so immediately my heart starts racing. Yeah. You know, she's like, so if any of y'all want to go, and I'm like, I need to I need to go do this. You know, I just felt it in my soul, like you have to go do this. And so we're walking along there and we're talking to different groups of women. And there, I had recently lost, because I'd gone back to school to get my master's to teach. I forgot to throw that in there. And I had recently gotten non-renewed at my last teaching job. So I was kind of in between jobs and, you know, just having the opportunity to watch God kind of stretch things for me and provide. And so I got to share that story with a lady, you know, through an interpreter. And that was really cool that I got to say, you know, like, hey, it's going to be okay. Cause she was concerned about making ends meet and everything. So that was cool. But the coolest moment, we were at a bus stop and there was a lady there who was on the trip with us and she was fluent in Spanish. And so we had met a group of women at this bus stop. And the lady who spoke Spanish, she was, you know, talking to them. I had no idea. I had 2 years of Spanish. But, I mean, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I didn't know what she was saying. Well, then she started praying for these ladies. And as she's praying, again, I have no idea what she's saying. But I just felt this, I don't know, I felt something, you know. I know it was God. I know it was like the Holy Spirit, like just getting a hold of my heart, and I just felt changed in that moment. And I couldn't really explain it to people, but I know, like, when I went home, God did some amazing things through me, like some things that he had asked me to do. And, you know, it just really, like, my life really changed. And I set off on a different path, which, I mean, I got to admit, I've wandered off of that path a few times since then, but you know, he always pulls me back on there. But that was a defining moment for me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I can definitely see that reflected in you today and from what I know from you today. So that's awesome. Okay. I want to pivot a little bit.
Okay.
Because you work in tourism and I work in tourism. So I want to talk a little about tourism while we're here.
The best job.
The best job. So fun. It's the reason why we're in this beautiful location recording today. So I wanted to ask a little bit more about like your expertise in the area. Cause I would consider you a North Alabama expert. So
I've learned a lot over the years.
So we're about to pass along some of your knowledge to our wonderful audience.
Let's do it.
But I wanted to ask, if you had a friend come into town for a weekend in North Alabama, where would you take them?
Okay. I have several questions. How much time do I have? What season is it? Who are the friends? You know, I mean, there's so much to do. It's so hard. You know, like when we talk to travel writers, you're like, oh, and this, and oh, wait a minute, then there's this, and there's this. I would say a really good like if we're talking about a girl's trip, you know, Mentone.
Yes.
It's such a cool place. You're up in the mountains. There's cabins to rent. There's the Mentone Inn Bed and Breakfast, which that's another episode we did with Cynthia.
Yeah, we did that episode. I immediately sent the link to my mom. I was like, Mom, we have to go here.
There's Orbix Hot Glass nearby that you can blow your own ornament. There's the Wildflower Cafe. There's the Hatter Cafe. I mean,
yeah, just a lot going on.
Yeah. But also, it's peaceful. So if you don't want a lot going on, you can chill and enjoy, you know, the scenery and kick back. Let's see. I mean, I love the water. So anywhere where you could swim, you know,
in one of the hot,
like at one of the state parks, you know, they've got some the day use areas where you can swim. I love Point Mallard. That's one of my favorite places in Decatur to go and chill.
Yeah.
But also over on the north west side, there's all the music history, which is so cool. So you've got all those studios, and there's some delicious food over in the Florence area and Huntsville. Oh my goodness, see,
there's too much.
Huntsville, you cannot go wrong. Oh, the Orion Amphitheater, another episode we're doing. I mean, if there's a show there, they have the most amazing groups and artists that come. And there's so much to do in Huntsville. I mean, like I said, how much time do we have?
I know. It's hard with just a weekend to fit it all in. It's almost like you need multiple weekend trips. Just come back every weekend.
And every weekend.
Exactly. That's awesome. I love that. So as for like things that you do every day, what are some of your favorite things to do? I know, and we've talked about this before, but Delano Park, I know, is one of your favorite places. Tell us about that.
Delano Park is, and Barbara said it when we had her on the podcast not long ago. It's a sanctuary.
Yeah.
It's definitely a sanctuary. And I mean, I've always walked in the park. I took Carly there when she was little, the splash pad, the playground, everything. But I think in 2020, you know, it was hard for everybody.
Rough. Yeah.
And that was when I really got out every day. I walked 623 miles in 2020.
Oh my goodness. That is a lot.
How I dealt with like the anxiety and, you know, just seeing all the different things that bloom and just walking the trails and it's a really special place. It's like two blocks from my house. So I just, now in the mornings I get up early and I go and run and walk in the park and that's how I start my day.
Nice. That's great. What about other places? Like maybe thinking about food, like what are some of your, like you walk in, the owner's like, oh, it's Malia. She's our regular. What are some of the places like that that you go to?
The Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. There's El Palomino and then there's Serrano's. They know me. They know my order. Like I walk in, they're like, do you want you want three chicken tacos, add cheese? Do you want cheese dip and chips or you want guacamole this time? And I'm like, let's do guacamole. Let's mix it up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I love Big Bob Gibson's barbecue.
So good.
The wings. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The ribs.
Oh.
I have dreams
about Big Bob Gibson's. They're so good.
Yes, so good.
Yeah.
And their pies. I think I've mentioned this before, but my great aunt was one of the pie ladies because they have like ladies that make their pies homemade. And so my great aunt on my dad's side.
Yeah.
She was a pie lady.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. I want to be a pie lady.
I know.
That sounds great. Sounds
like a good time. I wonder if you'd gain a lot of weight doing that, though.
Yeah, maybe.
You'd eat a lot of pies.
Maybe a small pieces of pie lady.
Yeah.
So another follow-up question. Okay. If you had, say, a Saturday where you didn't have any plans, where would you go?
Well, if it's the summertime, Point Mallard, because it's close. Especially if it's hot.
Yes.
I like to go sit by the wave pool and read and nap. And so that's an option. I love hitting up some farmers markets.
I love a good farmers market.
Reeves Farm in Hartsel is one of my favorites. They have delicious strawberries in April. They've got peaches in like June, early July. Mm-hmm. So I love to make like strawberry pies and peach cobblers and
yeah.
I'm going to attempt to make some strawberry preserves and peach preserves this year.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've said it on here. So now I've got to do
it's
it.
It's got to happen.
Yep.
Committed.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I love that. That's great.
Yeah. But I also like to go see, you know, I mentioned going to see concerts at the Orion. That's always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I love a good Saturday where you just get to go do something fun. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So wrapping up a little bit, you ask this to all of our guests. So I'm going to ask this to you because I feel like it's
Facebook
only fair.
Question.
Yes. What has been the most unexpected thing about doing this podcast for you?
I hope I don't cry when I answer this. You know, I tell this story often. I didn't want to do this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And because when Adam first approached me, I'm like, oh, yeah, send me their information. I'm thinking, that's going in the delete file, you know. And then Tammy, a couple months later, said, I think we should do a podcast. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know what that means. Like, we are doing a podcast and I will be doing it. So I need to find that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was anxious. I was hesitant. You just all this doubt swirling through my brain.
Yeah.
And, but I've absolutely fallen in love with doing this. I love, you know, I love the relationship I've built with you and mm-hmm. the other people at Relic. I love talking with the people in North Alabama, but I gotta say I feel like it really has given me confidence.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. I notice it in the way that I speak to people sometimes. I think, wow, I feel like I speak differently, you know, and, but I just feel like it has really given me confidence, especially when I get comments from people like, oh, I listen to your podcast and I absolutely love it. And mm-hmm. people I had no idea who were listening.
Yeah.
And they'll, you know, stop me at church or something and say, I really love that. And it really, you know, it lets me know so that what we're doing is something, it's something good.
Yeah. It's so. Making a difference.
Yeah.
And whether it's visitors coming here or mm-hmm. even just people who live here, learning more about where they live and being inspired to go do things, go eat new things, mm-hmm. go take pictures of all the beautiful things. Cause like, I love the title of our show. Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Like when I first started working on this show, I was like, I don't exactly know what that means. And now, like, I think almost 3, maybe almost 4 years later, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, I know exactly what that means now. There's just so much. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
And I'm even, you know, what's unexpected is learning mm-hmm. people's stories. You know, a recent episode that we did on location and just hearing people's reasoning behind, you know, starting the business that they started and then what it has meant to the people, mm-hmm. their clients, you know, and I don't know, there's got chills so many times hearing that from them. So that's kind of been unexpected as well. Just learning about people and places.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's great. This has been so fun.
I know.
We have a Facebook question though, before we go. And this one I thought was interesting because this is something we've talked about a little bit already. but traveling, you work in travel. You travel a lot to a lot of different conferences all around North Alabama, experiencing things, seeing things. When it comes to traveling, is there something that you cannot stand? Like, what is that one thing that happens and you're like, no, this is mm-mm.
Okay. If it's driving.
Yeah.
I gotta take a deep breath because it brings out the rage in me.
Yeah.
People who drive slow in the left-hand lane.
That's the worst.
Oh, my goodness. It brings out... It brings out the side of me that I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, move over.
Yeah. All right. Well... Good to know. I feel like that helps us get to know you even better.
Yes.
So if you drive with Malia, now you know how she feels about those people. So. Well, this has been so fun.
Yeah. This was great. I'm glad we did it. I was kind of nervous about, you know, doing an episode about me, but, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome.
So maybe y'all know a little bit more about me as well.
Yeah, I sure do. And I already knew you pretty well, so. Well, Malia, you are definitely the expert on closing out these episodes. So I will turn it back to you to tell everyone where they can follow us.
Yes. North Alabama social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.